It's a Thursday, so normally I've got a floozy in front of me, and this week I've got two. We've got Bill, a.k.a. Anastasia. Morning, Anastasia.
Morning.
Bill. So which you prefer, Bill or Anastasia?
Bill.
You like Bill?
Yeah.
Has anybody else started calling you Bill?
Not yet.
Not yet. We'll work on that. And we've also got one half of French and Saunders in. Jenny Saunders, Pink Jen. Morning, Jen. How are you?
Morning. Fine, thank you. You?
And I'm lovely, thank you. And we've got an extra special pair of headphones for you because you're known as Pink
They're
Jen.
They're pink.
They're pink. Now, we've got lots to get through between now and 1 o'clock, but you're only here for a short period of time.
That's
so
right.
You're obviously promoting something wonderful that's happening at the Key Arts under the banner of Waves.
That's right, yes. This weekend we've got another workshop, Insect Specimen Art, where young people can use card and paper sculpting techniques to make their own bugs.
Wow. That sounds kind of sort. I don't know. This time of year, you get all the spiders and things, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah, you could do spiders, ladybirds, moths, butterflies.
Excellent. So, what time does it start? What time does
That's
it finish?
That's at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning until midday. And to book your place, you just contact box office on 822-490.
Okay, it's as easy as that, and it's free.
It is easy. It's free, and it's great fun. It's for ages 11 to 14.
Right. Okay. Do you get involved yourself?
I haven't made bugs.
But it must be... Do you actually stand around the outside watching then?
Sometimes I do. It depends on the workshop, when it's taking place.
You must be so tempted to get stuck in and have a crack yourself, though, aren't you?
Yeah. Sometimes it's very hard holding yourself back.
Do you push the kids out of the way? So let me have
No, elbow them out the way. No, I'm not that mean.
But
from tomorrow, people can book on a brand new workshop that we're trying out. It's a glee workshop.
That sounds like fun.
So singing and dancing.
Ooh, look at her ears, she's pricked
Ooh,
up.
I like glee.
Right, so that is on Tuesday, the 27th of October, during the half term, from 1:30 to 4 o'clock in the theatre at Key Arts. And it's with Hannah Breer, who took the glee group Resonate to the finals. They won the glee finals a couple of years ago, and Mary Bowdrey, who is from the Starlight Boutique. She's into dance, so both of these fantastic tutors are teaming up and they're teaching a glee workshop. And you can phone Key Arts on 822-490 and book.
Just that, give us that number again.
822-490, and this is for ages 11 to 19.
Oh, you're just in.
Yes.
Bill.
Well, you can come along, Bill. Come along, sing, dance.
Bill,
it's brilliant fun.
Bill, how old are you, Bill?
17.
Perfect.
Are you going to phone or are you going to book it now?
Have a think about it, yeah.
Have a think. Oh, I'm playing hard to get now. Just now, you had her.
Her ears were pricked up and everything.
So they have to wait until tomorrow to phone and book.
Yeah, contact us tomorrow. That's when places are available to the general public. But we're really excited about this. And if it's very popular, then I will put on more.
It will be popular, no doubt about it. Is that something you go for?
Yeah, it would be.
So will you make the phone call tomorrow?
Might do, yeah.
Yeah, what's the phone number then? You have to write it down for, aren't you?
822-490.
490, all right? We'll write that down.
Yeah.
And you'll phone up tomorrow. Because I can see you doing that. You do a lot of singing, guitaring and stuff, don't you?
Yeah, never tried dancing.
Never tried dancing?
Not really.
It's quite simple moves.
Oh, okay, that's okay then.
Yeah. Because I don't like dancing when I'm trying to sing in the choir, because coordinating everything doesn't always work.
And making your voice kind of sound.
How many people can actually go along to
the glee workshop? We've got room for 20 people.
20. I suppose you need a big crowd, don't you, for glee?
A reasonable crowd, yes. But think High School Musical and you're halfway there. But it's fantastic fun. I've seen Resonate perform and they're amazing. So, yeah, this could be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about this one.
Good.
We've also got another dance workshop taking place in the half term on Thursday, the 29th of October. That's from 3 until 4, and it's with Mary Bowdrey again of the Starlight Boutique, but this is street dance.
Street dance?
Yeah, so hip-hop, all sorts of tricks and, yes.
Will you get involved in that yourself?
I might watch. I think I'm a bit old to, you know, try out my moves. Yeah, it'd be like really bad mum dancing.
Oh, that's the best dancing of all.
That is the best dancing.
I'm not so sure. But yes, that's taking place and people can book on that straight away.
Okay, on that number.
822-490.
Brilliant. Okay, and just to recap, the Glee, that's happening...
That's happening on the 27th, Tuesday the 27th. So on both days during the half-term holiday, beginning with a T, there's dancing going on at the Quay.
Brilliant. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with some Amy Stewart, and then we'll chat some more, because I'm pretty sure you've got some other things up your sleeve as well.
I have one or two others, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. And we'll get a word in edgeways as well in a minute.
We'll try.
Pink Jen's in the building. We've got to be quiet. quick break, then we'll come back with Amy Stewart. It's 19 minutes after 10.
This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
We're here until 1 o'clock. It probably gets better than that. At some point it will, hopefully. We've got a lunchtime social debate at 12 o'clock. And we're talking books today. Are you a bookworm or are you a Kindle person? So we'll ask you...
Okay. Well, I always used to go and buy books. Loved books. And I'd buy a selection and I'd take them home and I'd open them up and smell them. And I was absolutely crazy about books. However, my husband did buy me a Kindle and since then we've been inseparable, me and the Kindle.
But how's your relationship?
It's still fine. Yeah, but I've always got a book on the go. I can't not be reading.
Right.
So every morning when I eat my breakfast, I'm reading, and every night before I go to bed.
Well, you're sat right next to a bookworm as well. And it's Bill's...
That's brilliant, Bill.
Bill's idea. Bill's idea of, lunchtime social debate is, the Kindle taking over the book. And the amount of people that I've spoken to in the last year where they say, love books, love the feel of a book, love to open it up and smell that new book.
I used to stroke the pages, the papery smell, but...
They're coming around the Kindles.
I got given a Kindle and... I love it. Mm. And in fact, I'm on my second Kindle now. I've got one so that it's backlit so I can, adjust the light. But it doesn't glare in your eyes so you don't get that sort of newsprint effect when you look away from the page. And I just love it.
People are coming around to the Kindle way of life. But there's
so many e-readers out there.
This iPad, they do the iBook thing.
Do they?
That's right, absolutely iBooks. Right. And WH Smith have their own one. Is it Coco or
do
something?
They?
Yeah, no, they have their own reader.
There you go. Fascinating. I want to stick around
Kobo,
for the debate at 12 o'clock.
Kobo, I've seen that around.
They're not very good Kobos. Don't get a Kobo.
Oh, did you get one then?
My wife got one. Oh. Yeah, they're very limiting.
So many Kindles.
Have you?
I've broken at least 5, to be honest.
Dear.
Oh, good Bill.
Grief, what are you doing with them?
Nothing. Trying to read.
She's worn it out. She's read so many, she's worn them out,
wow.
I think.
I mean, my first one was button pressing.
Oh, is that?
But now I just tap the screen.
You just tap it instead of squeezing that button as hard as you can get it to go. Like, when you get the TV controls and it doesn't work, it doesn't do what you... And all that's happened
is
the
batteries
have run out.
It's still going. My first ever Kindle still going.
Really?
I've got a friend who's exactly 30 years to the day older than me, and she bought it from me because she was so excited about the idea. She loves technology, and she's still reading with it.
Nice to know that, you know, people that are almost 100 still are...
Was cruel. You
stick
know
around.
We're the same age, you meanie.
Stick around. Anyway, you got more details on waves.
Yes, I have. On Halloween, on the 31st of October, we've got another daytime workshop from 10 until 12 for 11 to 14 year olds, where you can make your own spooky books.
Ooh.
Like what I did there. So. So books, that led in really nicely.
Brilliant. So that's actually on the day, on October 31st.
Exactly, yes. You can make your own folding books with spooky art in hidden windows and tabs.
Brilliant.
And pages. And that's with Ian Whitmore, who has run a lot of our workshops for Waves. So, and he's a bookmaker, so anything to do with books, he's your man.
Is that half term again?
Yes.
That's perfect week to
That's
do,
That's the
isn't
Saturday
it?
Towards the end of half term before schools go back.
How great is that? So Halloween's on a Saturday this year then?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, watch out for the trick-or-treaters.
Okay. How do we book that?
You call Key Arts on 822 490.
You got the number yet, Phil?
822-490.
Brilliant.
Bilston,
okay.
Brilliant.
You got a phone tomorrow and book Glee, all right?
Glee.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Album art. We're rerunning the album art workshop that was really very, very popular back in May. So that's on Wednesday, the 28th of November from 10 until 3. And that's for 11 to 19 year olds. And young people can design and make their own album art. They can do it for a fictitious group, they can do it for a group they like. And also there's the opportunity, if they want to, do it for some of the artists who performed at Postfest.
Yeah.
And then we'll pop them on the Vectis Radio website.
Brilliant. That's a great idea of mine.
It was. I'll be honest, it was your idea. It's a fantastic idea. So we're going with that if any of the young people want to do that.
Yeah, I'm loving that idea. Now, bear in mind that Bill is an artist and she's written some songs. And she's, would you ever, you know, like consider like someone else obviously making an album cover for or a single cover for one of your tracks? Or would you do it yourself if so you've
would
got a fund that number?
Would you come to the workshop?
Ooh.
Because you could, you know.
Because let's be honest, I'm just thinking, if you had some kind of, like the Rolling Stones had that, was it a tongue, wasn't it?
Yes.
The mouth with the...
Yeah, the big
yeah, the tongue.
The big tongue.
Fantastic
like
demonstration.
Didn't work on radio, but yeah, you know, just say for instance, that stuck with them for years and years and years. And,
absolutely.
And you could just stumble upon something really simple but fantastic and eye-catching.
Yeah, I know.
And all of a sudden, your profile gets massive, so maybe you ought to think about this.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And it's okay for your age range, so
yeah,
come along.
Yeah, it's in my age range, yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay.
So the last one I want to tell you about is a Saturday pottery workshop that I'm running all day on the Saturday from 10 in the morning to 2:30. You can spend the day in the pottery workshop. Afterwards, your work dries out, it's glazed and it's fired, and then you can pick it up 2 weeks later.
Brilliant. Now that sounds like, whenever I think of this, I always think of Demi Moore and...
I had a feeling Ghost was running through your head then.
But it does sound like fun.
It is fun, and I've seen these workshops taking place and helped some of the young people with their work. We had one young girl who made Thor's hammer out of clay, which was pretty impressive.
Great. All right. Where can we see it? Can we see any of the pictures? Is there something on the website that we can look at?
Yeah, you can look on the website, you can see an image of a young person working. And yes, I'll do my best to get some images to you.
That'd be brilliant, yeah. Because, you know, just to put them on the website so people can see, this is the sort of stuff you can do. It's almost like bringing it alive. I'm sure artists don't need to because it's all in their mind, but other people, just to sort of think about, oh, what can I do and can I... Oh, I can
well,
make
we've
that.
Well, we've had so much positive feedback from the pottery workshops and... we make places available on our regular pottery workshops, but it was very clear that the demand was outweighing the number of places I could supply, so I put on a special workshop.
Yeah, good for you. You got it all sussed, haven't you?
Well, try to.
All right.
She says, pulling a slightly anxious face.
So look, there's lots of things coming up. If you want to know more details, they're on the website.
Yeah, www.keyarts, that's QUAYARTS.org. If you visit the website, there are tabs at the top. The second one along says take part. If you click on that, you'll find Waves Youth Offer. Follow that link and you'll see the whole menu of workshops, which are being updated regularly, and they all have the date from which you can book on them. So you know the minute that you can pick up that phone and call us, or people can email me. And my email address is j.saunders, SAUNDERS, at keyarts, QUAYARTS.org.
Friend of Dawn. And there is a phone number, Bill. And the phone number is...
unknown.
Oh, no. He's forgotten it already.
It's just disappeared.
822-490. And any islanders out there, you want to spread the word, let as many young people know as possible about these fantastic free workshops.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in, Jen.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely to see you. And we'll get a picture on the way out for the website. And,
okay, again.
I know old Dominic's pulling his hair out because he looks after the website some days. And he said, we've got too many pictures of the same people. And I said, but this is Jen we're talking about. She's got a different look every time she comes in. And we got
wearing pink.
And we've got to have one with the pink headphones in as well. So maybe I'll take the picture today. As we speak, I'll get the picture because you've got the pink headphones on. Okay, so here we go. Done.
Oh dear.
Job done. In your face, Dominic.